Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome! Shut up, my head show host, Angel! That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Monday! Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Monday. Yes, Monday. Today is Monday, you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing Monday. You know, kids getting out of school. You know, people getting off work. People probably going to school. People probably going to work. People probably off today. People don't got school today. But yeah, happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing Monday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you, I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Also, I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. You know, enjoy you guys' weekend. Where I'm at, it's 76. Degrees, 76 degrees, so it feel good outside. Sun out, shining like a diamond. So yes, the sun is out. Make sure you guys drink some water, you know, cause it's hot outside where you probably at. It's probably cold where you at. Probably hot wherever you at. But yeah, drink some water. Also, you know, make sure if it's cold where you at, buckle up. Drink some hot cocoa. And make sure you buy some heat. Wait, if it's cold where you at. If it's hot weather you at, like me, drink a lot of water and get some freeze pop. You know, 76 degrees where I'm at. 76 degrees, so it's hot. It's hot. But, of course, today, of course, we're talking about the WNBA draft. Also, we're talking about the NBA regular season. So, let's get into it. Today, it's the WNBA draft. 15th. The time will be 7:30 p.m. Eastern, so it'll come on at 6:30 p.m. when I'm at Central. So, these ladies dream for this day, going in the WNBA. It's a beautiful thing to see, and it's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful to see that they worked hard, so hard for it, and they about to be on a team that can help them. Also, you know, you got to still fight for your spot and stuff like that, but it's like a dream come true, you know. You wrote down your dream. You said, I'm going to be in a WNBA. I'm going to be in a WNBA. The steps I had to take, I got it. Elementary school, work hard, AAU team. My family, my parents sacrificed. Whoever sacrificed, who believe in your dream, right? So you had, they sacrificed, right? High school, AAU team, right? When you was on, also basketball in high school, you know, doing your, you know, getting your craft ready, you know, for this next step, and working all every off season, working so hard to focus on your craft and stuff like that. Work on your stuff that you know your strong suit, and work on your weakness as well, and then go to college, you know, work hard, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, you know, college, you know, got a fifth option because of the COVID year, so you got another option to stay or go chase your dream. You feel like you're ready for it, and then, boom, it's here, you know, you work hard, you know, you got these stuff, made stuff, with elementary school, high school, college, now you here. It's like, you put all the work, you'll take, speak loudly, and stuff like that. And they see your hard work and your ambition, your desire. And this about to change your life. You know, it's about to change your life. Also, change family life. If I change, also this show, you dream this moment. Like, this your job now. You're like, working, you playing in the WNBA. This your job now. This your dream job. And you here. A lot of people don't make it, you know, in the WNBA. A lot of people don't. Some people do, some people don't. But you dream for this moment to be in a WNBA and play for a team that wants you also play your style or your strength also help you in your weakness as well. And you guys still work hard, you know, got the veterans, you know, still got to push yourself, you know, fighting for a spot as well. You know, the veterans, fight for their spot as well. Every single draft, every single game, because, you know, you can let go, get let go. So don't take this, you know, you can enjoy this moment. You know, you can really, really enjoy this moment and live in the moment right now because you did it. You can say, I'm chasing my dream, and I'm about to be in a WNBA very, very soon. You know, got preseason start, like, WNBA preseason start, like, May 16th, I think. So, don't call me on that. So, you know, you got draft right now, so you got recruit. Go to training camp, press, and stuff like that when you're drafted. And you got to enjoy, you know, enjoy the moment right now. Enjoy every step right now, because you guys did it, you know. You guys did it, and you're going to get drafted to a team that want you and you desire and your love, because the fan base is amazing. I bet every fan base is amazing. They gonna show out for you, got for you. Well, you drive to fan base amazing around the WNBA. They fan base amazing, and you gonna love it. Like everyone, you know, welcome and stuff like that. So you gonna love, really, really gonna love it. But you know me, I'm from Chicago, so I got the Chicago Sky. Also, Chicago Sky did. Dropped up to get the 7th seed and Link got the 8th seed. And for me, I'm hopefully we get Angel Reese, you know. Angel Reese in Chicago Sky uniform, that'd be dope. And come here, Dodger, those them big powerhouses. Two rookies in the same team, also a South Carolina player and a LSU player, both of them. Max in heaven, you know, you seen them play against each other. They be going at it, and they teammate. That'd be a beautiful thing to see, a beautiful joy to see as well. Everybody know Kevin Clark will go to Phoenix, or not Indiana Fever, not Phoenix, my bad. Indiana Fever. So that's who gonna be the number one pick. Then you got, like I said, Kellen Brinks. From Stanford, she probably go to the Sparks. But I hope so. Get a South Carolina player, you know. Get a South Carolina player. And then 8th pick, boo, Angel Reese, South Carolina. So hopefully, praying that Angel Reese come to Chicago, you know. Chicago, love everyone. A good, amazing city. I love Chicago. Got a lot of stuff to do with Chicago. So yeah. Hopefully she comes to Chicago. Hopefully praying. Cross fingers she comes to Chicago. And then next year we get the, you know, get the first round pick though. If we but I hope so, you know, get playing, you know, hopefully, yes. I'm a fan of every team. Like I'm a fan of every team, but like I root for Chicago Sky. I root for the Aces, I root for the Storm. I root for everyone, but like my home team town, Chicago. So I got the Sky. Hopefully them get them two players and we be good, you know, be good. And I know people can't wait to see. Also we got another pick. Also we get the UConn who locked up. I got a name. Who locked the also get her. Also get her the, I think she a power four point guard. Also we got her, like the next one we get a pick, but probably off the board, we don't know, but it by two. Make sure you guys watch it. Come on, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I know a lot of people be watching it. I know this by the break there. It by a break. Everybody might watch it, but I know I'm watching for sure, because I gotta see what my hometown team about to pick. Who they about to pick? If they pick them two players, I'm going to not every game, but some games. Like some competitive games that I want to see, I'll buy the tickets, you know. So I gotta go see them. I gotta see them game. I gotta see if we get them two players that are named. I just said if we get them two, I'm going like I'll say five or four. But I want to see him. Like I said, I went to my first Chicago Sky game was like last year. One thing, it was amazing. They played against the Liberty. It was amazing. Like I said, I lost my voice. It was amazing. I'm hopefully praying that we get them two plays. We get them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hopefully, cross fingers. If we get them, we get them. Cross fingers. But, I want to go back. You know, I want to go back. But, you know, the regular season start like June, I think June. I say five games. I'm going to like five games. Minimum five games. I don't. I could do it next year. Go for like five games straight. None back. But yeah. Hopefully, we get them to play. South Carolina playing. Who won a two-time Natty Championship. Also got LSU play. Who won one Natty Championship. So, them two. Good matchup. Good pieces for us. But we don't see. We're going to see what these teams will pick also, you know. That's like prediction, but that's like what people want, but we don't know what the organization want, you know. You don't know what they want, but it's cool though. It's cool. But I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm really gonna enjoy it. And I'm gonna have fun watching the WNBA draft. So make sure you guys tune in. It's tonight. It's happening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, so my time was 6:30 p.m. Century time, so make sure you guys watch it. Also, I think it's in Brooklyn or New York. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't know what's it. If you had the tickets, I already got your ticket. I know you guys excited about that. Y'all guys is like on cloud 10, cloud 9. But now let's move on to the NBA regular season. Y'all know regular season ended yesterday, Sunday. So, we went to our Friday game. Of course, we had the Bulls versus the Wizards. Of course, it was a tough corner. But, of course, the Bulls won 129, the Wizards 127. Then, Orlando versus 76ers. 76ers, of course, 125 to Orlando's 113. So, it was some good games. Good game. But, yesterday games, of course, we ain't had no game Saturday because they were like off because they know it was the final game of the regular season. Regular season's over with. Teams already eliminated. Teams already in the play-in tournament or already in the playoffs. So we're gonna play on the road or have home court advantage and stuff like that, but I enjoyed it. You know, I really, really enjoyed this season. It was ups and downs, but like teams shocked everyone. Like really, really shocked everyone. Team thought that they would not make it to this far. You know, didn't make this far, but they did. But yesterday games, of course, you had the Hawks versus the Indiana Pacers. Of course, Indiana Pacers 157 to Hawks 115. They had the Wizards versus the Celtics. Of course, the Celtics 132 to Wizards 122. They had the Raptors versus the Heat. Heat, of course, 118 to Raptors 103. They had the Bulls versus New York Knicks. They went OT. Good game. But the Knicks, of course, 122 Bulls 119. They had the Hornets versus the Cavs. Hornets, of course, 122, Cavs 110. Then you have the Bucks for Orlando. Orlando shocked everyone. Like I said, team shocked everyone. Orlando shocked everyone. Everybody know Orlando make it to the playoff. They did. Excuse me. But Orlando, of course, won against the Bucks. Orlando had 113, 2 Bucks, 88. Then you have the Nets. And the 76ers, the game, of course, 76ers, of course, 107 to Knicks, 86. Then you have the Nuggets versus the Grizzly. Nuggets, of course, 126 to Grizzly, 111. Then you have the Trailblazers versus the King. Of course, the Kings, 112 to Trailblazers, 82. They had the Jazz versus the Warriors without Steph Curry, but the Warriors cruised 123 to Jazz 116. They had Dallas versus OKC. Okay, like I said, OKC shocked everyone. Also, they won't talk about the first seed and stuff like that. But Dallas, of course, lost. Dallas hit 86 to OKC 135. Then had Detroit versus Spurs. Spurs, of course, lost 23 to Detroit 95. Then you had the Suns versus Timberwolves. This game was chippy. Very, very chippy. But, of course, the Suns 125 to Timberwolves 106. Then you had the Rockets versus the Clippers. Rockets, of course, 116 to Clippers 105. Then you had the Lakers versus the Pale. Lakers, of course, 124 to Pale 108. Then tomorrow is the play-in tournament. It's gonna get chippy. I already know. But the play-in tournament, we got the Lakers versus the Pels. Of course, the Lakers won the final regular season against the Pels. So they play at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. They have the Warriors versus the King at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Who will face the loser? One of these teams, Warriors versus King, one of these teams will be eliminated. So we're gonna see about that. Also, Lakers versus the Pale. We're going to see who will face the number one, the number two seed. I'm going to tell you who the number two seed. So we're going to see about that. And then we got the Heat versus the 76ers at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. So that's like a following game. So we're going to see who will win that one. Whoever wins this one, the Heat versus the 76ers will face the number two seed. And then we got the Hawks versus the Bulls. If one of them win, face the loser, the Heat or the 76ers. And whoever lose, going home, the season over with. But these are the play-in tournament already set. And I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited about the play-in tournament. And I can't wait. I cannot wait for the play-in tournament because it's about to be juicy. It's about to get the popcorn ready. You know, get them popcorn ready because it's about to be juicy. Very, very juicy. But, like I said, the East. Who clutched the playoff spot? Of course, number one, Celtics. Knicks number two, plus the second spot. Then got the Bucks, then got the Cavs, then got Orlando, then got Indiana, then got 76ers, then got the Heat, then got the Bulls, then got the Hawks. And the teams who are in the season over with, regular season over with, they got focused on next season. The Nets, the Raptors, the Hornets, the Wizards, Detroit, Pistons. So, who, like I said, it's a race, but the Wizards, of course, won the 14th seed. And Detroit Pistons won the 15th seed. So, hey, I guess the Wizards, of course, won. Not be the last team standing. But, hey, it is what it is. These games going to be a matchup. Good matchup. I can see it. I can't wait to see it. Like, I cannot wait to see it. Like, I'm shocked. Like, I'm very, very shocked and proud of the Orlando Magic. Also, the Indiana Pacers. But I'm, like, more shocked and happy for the both team. But I'm, like, more excited for Orlando because nobody expect Orlando be in the playoff spot. You know, they a young team and stuff like that. And you can see they're young. But they made it. Like, they made it. And they made it to a playoff spot and be a contender. And you can't hate on it at all. So, these two teams, young team match up against each other. Can't wait. I want to know who you guys got. I do want to know who you guys got. Yeah, I want to know who you guys got. I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. So, get your popcorn ready for these playoff runs. But, you know, they kick off the play-in tournament tomorrow. So, no game tonight. So, you know, enjoy. Watch the WNBA draft. You know, enjoy that. And see these ladies, you know, get drafted. But in the West Conference, OKC. Been a while since OKC clutched a first seed. I think it's since KD and Russ. I think since them two being a teammate, that's how long that was. OKC in the West. We're going to talk about the West. OKC shocked everyone. Everybody know the OKC will make it to the playoff this year. And they a young team, and they made it. So, congratulations to the OKC, number one seed. Number two seed, the champ, Denver. The Nuggets, third, Timberwolves, Clippers, Dallas, Suns, Pels, Lakers, King, Warriors, who are eliminated, season over with. We got the Rockets, the Jazz, Grizzlies, Spurs, Trailblazers. Damn. Oh, wow. Shocking. The Trailblazers finished the 15th seed and the Spurs finished the 14th seed. Shocking. That's very, very shocking. Wow. But now we're going to see the King versus the Warriors. We're going to see who's going to win that. The Pel versus the Lakers. We're going to see who's going to win that. I'm excited about that. But the shocking team that who made it is the OKC. Like, OKC shocked me in the West because nobody ain't know. You know, OKC is a young team, and they made it this far. And you got to be proud of them. You know, you got to be proud of them because they made it so far. Also, they had home court advantage. Like, each round, they knock someone off. They will have the home court advantage, home court seed, and stuff like that. So, shout out to OKC who made it this far. But I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about that. So, you know, get your popcorn ready. Enjoy these rides because this playoff series about to be good games because you never know what team going to upset team that you expect to win and stuff like that. So I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. So get your popcorn ready and buckle up. Get your drink ready. Buckle up because this playoff season about to be a roller coaster. So get your tissue ready. Whatever you gotta get ready because it's about to be a movie. This playoffs might be a movie. I already know I can see it. I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it because these teams that like OKC never expected to be number one seed at all. And you got number two seed, the Nuggets, the champs. They number one seed. At first, we thought Denver would clutch the first seed, but no, OKC clutched the first seed. So, it's popcorn ready. And buckle up because it's going to be a long ride. So, get ready. Also, before we go, safety breath in. Let it out. Safety breath in. Let it out. God first, so first. If you don't got kids, you single, so salute to you guys. Don't y'all pick a salute. God first, kid first, self first. God first, kid for yourself first. Salute to you guys. Don't y'all pick on most single parents out there. Don't y'all pick a salute. Salute to you guys. God first, self first. Sniff out in a relationship with no kids. Salute to you guys. Don't y'all pick. God first, kid for yourself first. Sniff out. Salute to you guys. Don't y'all pick on that for you. In a relationship with kids and going strong. Salute to you guys. And then got ups and downs, but salute to you guys. That's where. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure y'all tell a friend, to everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. Today, people. Also, put it on for your dog, your cat, snake, your squirrel. Put it on for them so they can listen to Shaitan Empire. Make sure y'all check out season 1, season 2, season 3, season 4. Still in season 4. Season 4 almost come to the end, but check it out of season. All of season 1, season 2, season 3, and season 4. Check it out. And you really, really enjoy it. I want to know how you guys feel about the WNBA draft. How you guys feel about the NBA. How you guys feel. Let me know how you guys feel about this. Because how you feel about the NBA regular season. Also, about the playoff. We're going to talk about that, like, tomorrow. But how you guys feel about both. Like, how you guys feel about that. Are you guys going to watch the WNBA draft tonight? I know, like I said, I know I missed. I'm going to watch because I want to see what these young ladies will be drafted to, you know, where they gonna be drafted at. So we got the March draft. Like people predict like this is where the players should go. This is where this players should go. We gonna see how these play play out. You know, how we gonna see these decisions play out. Like if they right or wrong. So we gonna see about that. Also, how you guys feel about the regular season? Did you guys enjoy it? Did you guys like it? You know. How you guys feel about that? Also, are you guys ready for the playoff? How you guys feel about that as well? So, let me know. Also, I know I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Enjoy. Guys, rest you guys Monday. Enjoy. I always say this, shout out to everyone overseas, love you guys so much, shout out to everybody in the U.S., love you guys so much, thank guys for tuning in to Shaitan Empire Podcast, we be back here tomorrow, same time, so I always say this, if nobody loves you, we love you, have a wonderful rest of you guys, Monday, peace and love.
love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.